fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Our J.R. Moore here on Firearms Monday. We have a prepper tip of the day is to inventory all your batteries and your chargers. Make sure you've got at least good quality chargers. And I personally like the nickel metal hydride rechargeable batteries, the low self-discharge versions. They will give you the best service. This is Firearms Monday. We've got Sam Andrews with us, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday. That's because he's building custom rifles today and tomorrow. The phone will be answered Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
John, and good morning, Sam. It's always nice to hear you. I always appreciate it when somebody, you know, is up to date on what's going on in this world with news and things like that. And you seem to have a pretty good perspective on what's going on in this world. I wanted to comment about, you know, you were talking about the military and people like that, that are going to be forced to have the vaccination. And of course, we know they can opt out for religious preferences, correct? I wanted to direct your listeners to, there's a website called The Truth About Vaccines. I don't know, it's Ty and Charlene Bollinger. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. I have, but they do good reporting, investigation reporting and stuff. But they have on their site, if you go to their main site, they have a, you click on it and you'll find a panel that goes to urgent vital reinfo COVID-19 jab disclosure forms and how to opt out. And if you go there, you'll find they have forms for students attending colleges and universities, forms for employers who are requiring the COVID-19 injections, how to opt out. And these are very detailed. I read a few of them, and they're very detailed. They go into the law. They go into all the reasons for religious exemptions, and including they have forms for the military also. And it's a whole line of different stops on how to vaccine for anyone. how to get out of taking any of these vaccines for religious exemptions. And they're all legal, and that you know, basically that's a good way to go for any of your listeners that are in the military or anybody like that that are wondering how they could go about doing that. This would be the way I would go, because I've read these and these forms, and they're very detailed, and they are, they say that they're 100%, they're proof that they would have to accept these, because they use their own laws against them, you know, to prove and that they deserve the, and they also use a, they use, the, it's because they use human fetal lines in the vaccines. And even though we don't know what's in the vaccines, we know that they requested human fetal lines from the, you know, sources, the vaccine manufacturers. So that was enough that they can go on to say that you were against the use of any human fetal line tissue in your, in any kind of injection. And so, yeah, it's they're pretty much right on. That would be the way I would go, because they use their own laws and they're very detailed. The other thing I just wanted to touch on a little bit was that, you know, you guys were talking about Cliff High and everything, and I read, I listened to those interviews like three times, John, and I got to say, you know, he makes a lot of good points, and I do agree with everything, almost everything he says, but I am a little bit concerned, because it, from what I'm seeing, it looks like that actually what Biden and them are doing is digging in deeper. I don't know if you know it, but Biden's been going heaven.
They have no choice, Charlie. They have to dig in deeper. They know they're in trouble. It's either that or move to a country with no extradition. They either do that or move to a country with no extradition. That's their only two choices they got.
Well, this is true. That's absolutely true. But they are definitely digging in deeper when it comes on to the vaccine stuff behind the scenes. I don't know if you know it, but they've been talking to mayors and business people behind the scenes on the phones and stuff like that recently to make sure they can get them on board with vaccinating. And we're at an all-time high record now of people being forced to be vaccinated or lose their job. And this is Biden's doing in just the last 2 weeks. And then also they're calling, they're considering the mandatory vaccines for interstate travel on in the planes, and that could be coming out. They're also pushing, they've also pushed through this one Pfizer vaccine for emergency authorization from the FDA, which could be coming down as early as Memorial Day, 17 months in advance from what the normal would be. But if they get that approval for the vaccines, then that will make it so Biden and his group can have more authority in demanding these people take these things. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that we just don't know about. But they are definitely digging in their heels. Like, I don't know if you know about, but Los Angeles just I think yesterday or the day before, had a thing where they're considering making it mandatory for that people who haven't been vaccinated can't buy groceries. That's in Los Angeles. So I don't know if things are going to get better and worse. It looks like we're at a tipping point here. Could go one way or the other.
Well, we got four and a half months left in this year. It's going to be an exciting four and a half months, Charlie.
Yeah, that Cliff High interview was very good. I liked it. He makes a lot of good points. But then I don't know, are you aware of what he said that Trump was promised if he would work with the white hats, more or less? Did you hear that part at the end? It's towards the end of the video.
I'm listening to it again myself, and I don't recall specifically that part.
I would suggest you listen to that and tell me what you think, because it's kind of strange. And I didn't buy into that exactly, okay? That's all I'll say about it until you have a chance to listen to it for yourself. But he talks about Trump and how he, what he was promised if he would go with the White Hat's side in doing all this. Anyway, I want to talk. That's about all I had to say, except for, yeah, the Cliff High interview is good on a lot of the things that he says about the election and stuff. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sam, how about a firearms tip of the week, sir?
Well, I believe we have not talked enough about ammunition. So in this past week's training, we had some students that had steel-cased ammo, and we have had students with ammo they bought at a gun show that was different head stamps on it, and I guess it was reloads that they had purchased at a gun show because they couldn't find ammunition that was high quality and consistently controlled from a quality standpoint. So one guy shooting the ammo he bought at a gun show blew the magazine out of his gun and blew the magazine apart because the ammunition he purchased was way overpressured. The other guy that bought steel-cased ammo had four or five hammer drops in a row that did not fire the ammunition. In other words, the primers were bad. And so this guy would fire, he'd tap and rack, put a new round in the chamber, he'd pull the hammer and try and fire the gun, it wouldn't fire, he'd tap and rack. And five rounds in a row did not go off. And so I want to make a distinction for the listeners. There's a big difference between practice ammo and ammunition you have loaded in magazines and in your gun to defend yourself, your family, your neighborhood. And so a lot of people, they'll go with their practice ammo and they'll zero their gun and they'll practice and they'll have problems with the cheap ammo and they'll be like, oh yeah, but I got good ammo, you know, stored up in magazines ready for a fight. So they make two mistakes. They forget to buy enough of the good ammunition and have it preloaded in magazines. And they also forget to take a little bit of that good ammo and come to the range and zero their weapon to the good ammunition. Because the good ammunition hits in a completely different place on the target than the practice ammo. And so there's a couple of takeaways from this. First off, buy good ammunition. Secondly, if you practice with inferior ammo, that's fine. It gives you practice on jam clearing and dead rounds and stupid things that happen with bad ammo. It gives you good practice on your jam clearing drills. But if you do practice with bad ammo, always take a few rounds of good ammunition with you so at the end of the day, you can re-zero your weapon to the good ammunition and get a precise zero and know that your gun is ready to go and on track.
That's good advice. That's real good advice, and I hope people will pay heed. I know that many of the men and women who listen, they do pay heed, and they will be paying attention and do what you suggest there, Sam.
Yeah, we've seen this over and over again at the Freedom Center. You know, people with inferior ammo, their guns won't run for the first 20 minutes of training. I mean, it's a problem. So you have to buy quality ammunition if you're going to use that ammo to defend yourself, your wife, your children, your friends, your neighborhood. You've got to have a combination of ammo and rifle that are proven to work together seamlessly without problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope people will do so. They really, really need to do that. Okay.
We have guys in our long-range class, John. They buy high-quality ammo from Hornady for their long-range precision weapon. It's match-grade ammo. And they're shooting a target at 600, and they're making hits. and they reload, and they're shooting at the target at 600, and they can't hit it. And I'm like, what just happened? They look at me like, I don't know. I'm like, did your scope break? Is your scope loose? Did something come loose on the gun? What happened? Did you bump the parallax knob? They're like, no. Parallax is still minimized. I'm like, what's going on with the ammo? Did you switch ammo? No, I got the same ammo. I said, let me see the boxes. And I look at the lot numbers on the boxes. The same exact ammo made by the same company, but two different lot numbers. The ammunition hits in a completely different place. So not only if you change brands of ammo or types of ammo, even if you have the same exact ammunition from the same manufacturer with the same bullet, same product number, if they're different lot numbers, you're going to have to re-zero your weapon.
Well, I know that there are marksmen who have notebooks to make detailed notes of everything, and they'll start with one lot. They may get 500 rounds of one lot, and every time they shoot 20 rounds or so, they'll record the date, the temperature, the humidity, and the altitude, won't they, sir?
And the lot number of the ammo.
And the lot number, of course.
Yeah, that's a good point. Another thing I noticed with my students the last couple of classes, I've been asking them, hey, do you guys have a logbook for your firearms? And they look at me like I'm an alien. They're like, what do you mean a logbook? I'm like, do you record, like when you come out and train and you burn 500 rounds through serial number 0017 of your ARs, do you record, I've shot 500 rounds on these 4 days in your logbook? So you know how many rounds are on the weapon. Well, no, we don't do that, sir. And I'm like, well, why not? How are you going to know when to change the extractor or change the springs or do maintenance on the weapon if you don't have a round count on how many rounds have been fired through the weapon? So there's firearms tip of the week number two. You should have a logbook, and you should be recording the wear and tear on that gun, on that pistol, on that rifle. You should have a logbook that when you shoot that gun, you record how many rounds you put through it. Otherwise, you'll have no idea how to maintain a reasonable maintenance schedule for replacing the springs, replacing the extractor, replacing the firing pin.
Well, we just shook up a lot of men and women just now who never had any idea that such a thing was something they needed to do or even a possibility. But they know now, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about the training class this week. We had a really good class this past week, and they learned really quick. These guys were all smart. They're like sponges. We had a 15-year-old gentleman from Colorado Springs. We had a 19 or 20-year-old guy from Georgia. And these young athletic guys, my goodness, when you give them the right techniques and they get some repetition and some practice, boy, do they have quick hands. These young guys can flat run a gun once you show them how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And they get a little practice. It's a lot of fun.
I bet. Well, that's encouraging that we have young people that are participating in such things and are getting that training. And one of the stated purposes of Freedom Center is to train trainers that can go back to their friends and their team, their relatives, and train them, isn't it?
Absolutely. We want to be a force multiplier for freedom in the United States of America, and that is we want to teach firearms instructors how to train their students more effectively and how to transfer knowledge quicker and to up the skill level of their students at a higher rate. And we do get instructors come in, a number of people from all over the country that come in and take that knowledge from the Freedom Center experts back to their communities and train their people in their communities more effectively. And that's the whole reason we exist.
Outstanding. Well, ammunition is getting freeing up a bit, and the price is coming down a bit, isn't it, sir?
It sure is.
That's good news. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great sale going on to help your team get the units they need to protect their cars, trucks, home, and generators. The more units you get, the bigger the savings. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, just before the break, you mentioned that ammunition is, in fact, going down in price, becoming more readily available. Is it a matter of supply catching up with demand, or demand finally tapering off?
Oh, I don't think demand is tapered off. I think there are more gun owners, new gun owners, coming in to own guns and buy ammo every day. But I think there are new manufacturers of ammo, and I think there are older companies that are increasing production, and so you're starting to see stuff come out and become available, but it gets bought up literally within a day or two. You know, ammo is now coming up for sale, but you've got to be quick about it. You've got to be watching these various sites online, and as soon as it comes available, you got to grab it, because it won't last for more than typically 4 hours.
Well, I stopped by Walmart the other day last week, and I walked by the sporting goods ammunition department, there was no center fire pistol or rifle ammunition at all, just some rim fire and shotgun shells. That was all they had on their shelves.
Yeah, and Walmart is very deliberately trying to mitigate their own gun sales and ammunition sales. They're not making an effort to get their customers ammunition. As a matter of fact, they've removed guns and ammo for sale in a number of Walmarts across the country. The only place you'll find a Walmart with guns or ammunition is outside of a city, in a county, or in a rural Walmart. Yeah, so they're liberal. Walmart is owned now by some of the most liberal, evil people in the United States. And I would tell everyone, do not support Walmart. Do not spend your money there. They are not your friends. These people are part of this communist cabal trying to take over the United States.
Well, they also have a very large and very extensive bunker built for their executives down there in Arkansas as well. I've seen the blueprints.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, Sam Walton was a conservative. His offspring were spoiled, rotten, liberal, communist. I don't even want to say the word. But don't fund the enemy, folks. Do not fund the enemy. Don't spend your money with companies that support mass mandates, that support mandatory vaccines, that basically support the destruction of freedom in your country and the destruction of your country itself. Do not support these people. They're elitist. They're psychotic. They want control. They're for population reduction. Stay away from these people. Do not give them your money. And what, in the light of that statement, I want to tell people what's coming. Anytime you have a central government thumbing down on the freedoms of its people, what you see take shape in every circumstance are now two economies. So one of our callers was talking about mandatory vaccines to fly, mandatory vaccines to drive interstate, mandatory vaccines to buy food. All of this stuff is coming, folks. So now what's going to happen? The natural reaction to that is that an underground economy, a separate society will begin to form to circumvent the criminals' control mechanisms. And you're seeing that happen. You're seeing that play out right before your very eyes right now. You're seeing the restriction of freedoms, these criminals tightening the noose around the freedoms of the people of the United States, and you're seeing alliances being made. You're seeing economies form underground, things being done in the background. When we get past the next break, I want to read the Department of Homeland Security statement that they put out just a few days ago. So you understand what's going on and why we're going to see two societies form. The polarization is going to continue to develop. There will be two societies, two economies, two logistical chains. And one's going to try and stamp out the other. The conflict is coming, folks. The lines are being drawn.
Well, that's very true. And we're looking forward to hearing the statement that you're going to read, the document. I'm pretty sure I know what document that is. And probably a lot of our listeners do, but a lot have not heard about it. So it'll be good to hear you read that document out for all of us, Sam. And everybody, if you got a question, this is Firearms Monday. You got a question about rifles, shotguns, pistols, not shotguns, excuse me, and training.
You can answer the shotgun questions, John.
Okay. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron Moore here on Monday, the 16th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. We've updated the panel where you can make a donation to Freedom Center Legal Defense Fund. We have the link for making a PayPal donation, and we also have the address there. That's something new, the mailing address to mail a check or a money order to Freedom Center USA. Right next to that, the Daily Intelligence Briefing, put together every 24 hours by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. You want to know what's going on in the world? North America, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, the Middle East, Afghanistan. This is the place to find out. It really is. And, of course, energy cleaners. I'll be getting a fresh order this week. We hope to get caught up with back orders. It's been a challenge. That my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, has the same issues that Ford Motor Company has getting the computer chips, but he's getting them, and he's getting these things built. Details at my website. You can place your order right there, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, you have a document you want to read us. Please continue, sir.
Well, I want to start with a statement made by Miles Taylor. The number one national security threat I've ever seen in my life to this country's democracy is the Republican Party. It is the number one national security threat to the United States of America. Think about that. That was said by Miles Taylor, who claims to be a Republican. He made that statement last Thursday on a MSNBC. Okay, he's a former Department of Homeland Security official claiming to be a Republican and claiming that the Republican Party is the number one national security threat. So I want to start with that statement. Okay, now, I'm still looking for DHS's statement in writing. I had it on my phone, but my phone's turned off and in another room. I want to see if I can find that here online. Is the statement by the Department of Homeland Security claiming that you are a threat if you to the country, you're a domestic terrorist if you don't agree with mandatory mask orders and mandatory vaccinations. Now think about this statement, folks. An official of the U.S. government, the federal government, claims that if your opinion differs from the official government opinion, that you are now a domestic terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist if you hold a different opinion than the official position of the U.S. federal government.
That's pretty scary stuff, isn't it?
I can't even imagine we've gotten to Germany in 1938 in less than 7 months of Biden being president and the Democrats controlling the House of Representatives. In less than 7 months, you've gone from being a freedom-loving American, holding down a job and trying to raise a family, to being a domestic terrorist because you don't want these lying fools injecting your kids with poison that's experimental and no one knows the real long-term effects of these vaccines. Because you raise a question. Hey, wait a minute. I don't want to inject my kids with this stuff. We don't know enough about this. You are now a domestic terrorist as defined by the official representative of the Department of Homeland Security. That's not Homeland Security. That's tyranny, folks.
Here's a statement. This is on the, this U.S. News and World Report. These extremists may seek to exploit the emergence of COVID-19 variants by viewing the potential reestablishment of public health restrictions across the United States as a rationale to conduct attacks. So there's the warning right there.
Well, that was part of it. That wasn't the part that I read. I'm trying to find the statement from Friday in its entirety. You know, but the bottom line is they're coming for your country. They're coming to take your freedom. They're going to do it under the ruse that you are the bad guy. You, the person that goes to work every day without a mask on because you have a healthy immune system. You, the person that defended your community as a police officer and went to work every day when everybody else was hiding in their home scared of a virus that's not even real. And people say, oh, Sam, you can't say it's not real. Oh, but I can. Show me the scientific test that meets the scientific method, that is repeatable, that can prove that you have the D variant of COVID instead of the first or second variant. Show me that test. What is the name of that test? That I could go into a lab, take legitimate samples from human beings and prove that this person has COVID A, this person has COVID B, and this person has this thing called COVID D variant. Show me that test. Not only do we not have that test, the original test, the original antibody test that they tried to pass off as a legitimate test for being COVID infected or not being COVID infected, they've just found out doesn't work, or they've just admitted doesn't work. They knew it didn't work from the beginning. The guy that invented the test said it's not a good test on human beings to prove infection of anything. This whole thing is a lie, folks. Just like the last election, it's a giant deception. We are not being told the truth. We are being lied to. Do not take that vaccine. Why do I say that? Because we have conflicting information. We have politicians on the west coast of the United States claiming that their emergency rooms are full of people dying of COVID-D variant that didn't get vaccinated. And at the same time, we have a professional, not a politician, but a professional doctor who runs a hospital in Bethlehem, Israel, saying that 90%, 95% of our serious COVID infections are people who have already gotten both shots and are fully vaccinated. Explain this to me, folks. Why the conflict of intelligence? Why the conflict in information? Well, Sam, somebody is lying. Is it Sam, the politician, or is it the doctor?
We have a Missouri doctor, Dr. James, in Metro Kansas City, who says exactly the same thing. He's in the hospitals on a regular basis as part of his profession. He says 90% of the new COVID patients have already had the vaccination. I just forwarded you by email the summary of the terrorism threat that was published on Friday the 13th, by the way. That's in your inbox right now. And we got another call here. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't really do firearms, but it was about Walmart. I used to work for Walmart part-time, and I had some friends, too, at one time. Around 2013, somewhere in there, Walmart hooked into Homeland Security. And I don't know if you guys remember, but they changed the colors inside of Walmart to blue. Everything went blue, and you get kind of overwhelmed. All you see is blue. But anyway, we all quit because the employees are told under Homeland Security that they have to turn people in for any comments about government or guns or, and we thought, are you guys kidding me right now? So, yes, and the family members that took over Walmart, they're brats. I'll just say brats, and they're also not following what their father did. But anyway, so the other thing Walmart can do is those carts where they stock the items, those can be disassembled quickly because they're hooked up with FEMA too. Those all can be turned into bed areas for whatever they want to make it into, just so people know. That's why there's so many around the area. They can, the people are trained how to disengage those rolling. They're on rollers where all the canned goods and stuff go and disassemble it to FEMA beds. So, and I went in, after I quit, I went in and asked for that document of Walmart's Homeland Security, and they wouldn't give it to me. First, they denied they had it. I said, no, you have it, and I want it. I want to read it. Well, they wouldn't give it to me, so I'm just letting people know, yes, Walmart is not for the people. Okay.
Definitely not. That is 100% spot on. What you are seeing play out now are the results of these unholy alliances between these giant corporations and the federal government. The lines have been blurred now, folks. It started with the Federal Reserve. A lot of people don't realize the Federal Reserve is not federal at all. It's not even owned by the people. It's not a government institute. It's a private institute, the Federal Reserve is. Okay? And that was the first really unholy alliance that I can think of between the federal government and a corporation, a privately owned entity. And there are many, many more. Our intelligence agencies go in and get computer companies and technology companies people like Sanyo, people like, oh, think of anyone that makes a TV, and they go in and they make contracts with these people to plant microphones and spy devices in things like television sets. This is not conspiracy theory. This is real. Okay? And we are in a really, really dark place in this country. And it's just about time for the people to stand up. When they start telling the hardworking people of America that love their freedom and love their God-given rights that you're domestic terrorists because you disagree with their opinion on a vaccine, we're getting close to the fight. It's not going to be much longer. So the part of the Homeland Security statement that I read said that our intelligence agencies are hearing a dramatic increase in chatter about opposing mandatory vaccines and opposing mask mandates and blah, blah, blah. And these people are domestic terrorists. Okay, these kinds of lies. No, we're not the terrorists. You're the terrorists. You're the one terrorizing hardworking Americans. We Americans produce things. We make food. We farm. We ranch. We raise cattle. We manufacture tires and automobiles and metal parts and shopping carts and print labels for food so people can make informed decisions. We Americans, we make this country. We produce. You clowns at the Department of Homeland Security, you clowns at the Department of Justice, you clowns, you lying, thieving, snaking clowns at the FBI, you're the domestic terrorists. You're the ones that need to be dealt with. You're the ones that need to be squared away. And your time is coming, folks, because the American people aren't going to take this BS much longer.
Thank you, gentlemen. In case there's another caller, but I just wanted to report that on Walmart. Thank you.
Okay. I just watched something really tragic here, Sam. U.S. Air Force cargo jets taking off from Kabul.
Yeah. You saw the man fall from the plane?
Yes, sir. Desperate men hanging on the side and falling off. That is just so tragic and unnecessary. We have a caller and holder. We're at Matt in Missouri. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
I had the privilege of being able to go to the Freedom Center this weekend, the last 4 days, and train under Sam and Bruce. And I've also had the privilege of being able to do this in the past, and I just want to reiterate what David from Texas had said about the facility. I think that's very important. Sam has the only facility that's open to the public and maybe the only one in the United States where they can train people from 100 yards out to 1,000 on one range, and in the other area that they have completed now, it's called the Coliseum Range. That is a 360-degree range where threats can be put up anywhere around that perimeter inside of an area that's about the size of a football field. And by doing so, you're not just standing on a firing line taking directions from a guy and firing downrange. They have many different things there. And the other thing, there's several points that I want to make, so I'm just going to hit some bullet points here. The other thing is that when you go to the Freedom Center, you're not being told to put your wallet out and have Sam and his guys reach into your wallet and take some money, and then they say, okay, that's all you get this week, and you need to come back, and we'll give you some more after you put your wallet back out. What the methodology that Sam and the other instructors have made here is a process where they take you and they build a foundation upon a craft and a skill that is something that everybody should learn from just listening to what Sam and John were talking about, because we're all domestic terrorists now, so the people that are probably listening to this program, We need to know how to be able to protect ourselves, our community, our families, and work together. That being said, the other thing that Sam does is, and the program is set up to do at the Freedom Center, besides giving you skills and a transfer of knowledge to build a foundation, they also give you the ability to take what they've given you and continue education outside of the Freedom Center without having to spend money on ammunition or range fees. Well, you got a break coming.
We do. Hold on, Al. This is our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 16th of August. We're back. Allie's still with us, sir? We've got to wrap it up here.
No, it's Matt.
Matt, you still with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, Matt, excuse me. Matt.
Hey, Matt, have you got that DHS statement from Friday on your phone?
I have a... It was the NBC article that they aired on Friday, NBC Nightly News, and it was a half-hour program. It starts at the 13-minute mark.
You read a paragraph to us on your phone last weekend when the statement was put out. Do you still have that on your phone?
I can look for it if you want to give me one. I think I may be able to come up with it.
You know, John, what's happening here is the lie is becoming the truth and the truth is becoming the lie. As we let these politicians play doctor, as we let policemen play doctor, can you imagine some federal cop coming to your house and telling you you have to get a shot? Can you even imagine that in the United States of America? That's not what my grandfathers and uncles fought for, I'll tell you that.
Nope, not at all.
And so what you're seeing is centralized control being aggregated into one spot, the purpose of which, honestly, is population reduction. How many people out there listening understand that Bill Gates is a wanted for murder in the country of India? His vaccines that he pushed over there killed over 160,000 people. The Indian government wants to arrest and convict Bill Gates of murder. Vaccines have been talked about for over two decades by Bill Gates and other people on video. You can find them online. Listen to them speak the words themselves. Don't take my word for it. Talking about how effective vaccines can be at population reduction.
Well, it's on my website. His statements that he's made at TED Talks are at my website. Sam, thank you. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys, remember, support your local police. Defund the FBI and the Department of Justice and let freedom ring. John, thank you.
Thank you. It's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can